Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian, Emily Winter, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have a writer and comedian in Los Angeles, Elkie Tomes. Elkie, thank you for doing the pod.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sorry about my voice. I just got back from 9 days in New York where I was screaming the whole time and now I cannot hit the high registers, but that will be okay.
I feel like mine's a little rough too, from being on the Echo Park swan boats this weekend with my sister. It got a little windy. We thought we were going to get stranded. So I've got a nice little Miley Cyrus thing going on. I feel
that is so funny and cute. And I really want to go on one of those boats, as fun as it looks.
Highly recommend. Get your workout in at the same time. It's fabulous.
Because they're like pedal boats, right?
Yes, they're pedal boats. And they really look like they're super easy. And maybe they are. Maybe ours was just wonky.
Easy. Oh.
I would just notice that every time I would go, this is nice. This is getting easier. My sister would like go, I'm so tired. So, you know, there's a little, the distribution of weight switches.
Yeah. And like, who is doing the work? Wow. Yeah. Okay. Good to know. I will go with my husband and make him do all the work.
Fabulous.
Anyway, I'm so excited to hear your ghost story. Does it take place here in LA?
It does. It takes place, in Studio City,
which is right next to where we both live,
right next to us, very close by. Essentially, I had two college friends visiting. I went to college at Northeastern in Boston. So two of my friends were visiting, you know, here to soak up the LA sun. Mm-hmm. It was like early October of last year, I want to say.
Okay. So this is a recent one. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, very recent. And actually, now that I realize it, I'm misspeaking. I'm burying the lead. They definitely were visiting around Halloween. So it was definitely like Halloween weekend. I'm fully just realizing that.
We're talking about Halloween weekend of 2022.
Correct.
In Studio City.
I only bring fresh ghost stories.
I love it. I work in Studio City. So I was there when this was happening to you. Crazy. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I don't believe in stale content when it comes to ghost stories. Apparently, I had two of my best college friends visiting and, you know, as host, I'm always sort of wondering how to keep us occupied. And that morning we had just gotten coffee and we were sort of driving around the valley and, we are big estate sale thrift store people just in general. And LA. LA, which is just a fabulous place to do that.
So good for that. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best. So one of my friends very excitedly was like, let me pull up one of these estate sale websites that like shows you where they all are. And she found one fairly close by. So we decided to go check that out. And we'd been to, I mean, I've been to many both in LA and outside of LA. And the one thing I'll say is I feel like they are fun, but there is this sort of bittersweet tenderness to them because obviously if it's an estate sale, it's usually somebody has passed away fairly recently and they are, you know, selling their life's treasures. So
it's weird. Totally unrelated to ghosts, but what is this website that tells you where estate sales are?
Oh, I mean, I don't, it's definitely something like estatesale.com.
Okay.
It's really... It's not hard to locate, on Google. It looks like it hasn't been upgraded in about 20 years, but
my favorite
has some great leads. So highly recommend. And they'll show you like previews of what's there too. So, you know, you can find one that's sort of your taste. So we go and, you know, we're in line to get in. And that's the other thing. Like they really range out here. Like sometimes you find them and they're just like hole in the wall. Like just walk in. You're like, is this it? Or is this somebody's living room? I don't know. But this one, there was like a small line out front, which is pretty common. And so we go and we get in line. And again, like normally I feel like there's this very, like all the ones I've been to here, especially like there's a very loving energy because it is sort of like, you know, this passing on of this person's valuables, that sort of thing. But we get in line and, you know, we're all like having a great time, whatever. And instantly, just very abruptly, this woman charges out and is like, no bags at all in this house. Just so you know, when you go in, no water, no food. I mean, it was like she was a TSA agent. Like, wow. Just right.
Yeah. Just also, pissed.
Yeah, just pissed. The other thing with this is I'm not sure who this person was, but it was not like advertised as being, you know, a celebrity or anything of that nature. So it wasn't quite clear that what the need was for this just like incredibly, I don't know, loud type A treatment. And this woman behind me, I just remember, or she called her out. This woman behind me was just standing there and she was like, ma'am, you need to put your bag back in your car. And she was like, oh, my fanny pack. And she was like, yeah, you can't have that in the
fanny pack. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Right. I get
that's ridiculous.
Obviously you can't be bringing suitcases in there. They don't want you obviously stealing things to Poshmark later, or put on Depop. But yeah, it was very aggressive.
Yeah.
It was very aggressive. And it was just that feeling of like, I remember standing there with my friends and feeling like we already feel like we're in trouble for just like
being here,
you know, being customers at this estate sale. Okay. So we do go in, and you know, once we're inside, it's very lovely, very standard estate sale. You know, you've got your, you know, fun, like various trophies and knickknacks and old books and records. And it's very cool. And upstairs, whoever this person was, this woman, she had a lovely like closet of like, you know, vintage coats, leather jackets, all of these lovely things, you know, definitely got the sense that she was a strong, you know, host or hostess because like just lots of great like china and, you know, her backyard was set up that way for hosting. So really just lovely. We're looking around. We sort of all split up, my friends and I. So we all are in different rooms. Like one of my friends is in the garage. They have like bags and purses in there. Another one is outside looking at the outdoor things. I'm sort of standing in the main living area where it's just, it's everything from books to furniture. It's sort of a library, but there's a small bar sectioned off to the side. Also, just crucial to note for me, I think that this area is like very packed with things and people and also carpeted and just dense. So I'm just, you know, enjoying my time exploring. Again, this woman is sort of from that was checking everybody in. She's sort of everywhere.
Okay. And so she's coming around. Is she yelling at people and stuff?
Yeah, she's coming around. She's, you know, people obviously are always trying to haggle a bit at these things and she's not having any of it, which again, fairly typical, but like a very just sort of aggressive personality. She has some, like, I'm going to say they were her assistants. I'm not sure, but they were very like chill, you know, kind of relaxed. They'd be like, oh yeah, the checkout's that way, you know, much more the energy you'd anticipate.
Right.
But she was high, it was high stress, which I am sure this is, I'm not saying this isn't stressful, but I didn't see anything about what we were experiencing that seemed to demand that kind of energy.
You don't need to be mad. Like if anything, I would just be like, if it were somebody that I was related to, if it was, you know, a parent or something, I would be like, I don't know, just take it, you know?
Exactly. Like, exactly. Way. And also I get the sense she was a hired, you know, like third party running this, which is often the case, which again, in those cases, it's like, that's the job you're experienced with being very like I've been to ones where when you pick up a bowl and you go to buy it, they're like, oh, she used this, you know, for candy or like whatever, like they're ready with like, you know, stories about all the items. But anyway, so I'm shopping around or browsing rather, and there's this little, bar, kitchenette, I guess you'd call it, area sort of off an offshoot to the living room, which clearly was designed for a wet bar. There's a word I'm looking for. Something I don't have in my current, apartment. Why don't I know this word? That's many years ahead of where I'm at now.
same,
but yes. and all of a sudden I noticed from this wet bar that has like, again, tea, china, all of this stuff, there's a sink and the sink just bursts with water.
Oh my God.
Just out of nowhere. Water like, starts flowing out of this sink.
Like out of just the faucet, regular, just like no one's touching
just,
it. It's
just
like
the faucet. Can confirm nobody was there touching things because I was very close by.
Oh my God.
And it just, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, what's that whooshing noise? Oh, the faucet is on. So right away, a little odd because nobody had been interacting with said faucet. I wasn't even really, you know, I was like 3 or 4 feet from it. So I knew nobody had been interacting with it, but I'm like, okay, that's weird. Maybe they're running the water. I don't know. And I start to watch it, and very quickly, because this is a very small sink, I notice the sink begins to overflow.
Oh my God.
So yeah. So clearly it was, you know, maybe there was a stopper in there, whatever, but the sink just starts overflowing like very rapidly. It was a very small sink, and complete with like, it was a little gross. There was like grime, like, I don't know if it was food or like dirt or what, but it was just quite disgusting.
Had not been cleaned.
Had not been cleaned.
And are you the only person noticing this?
So this is what's so interesting, because truly there were 25 people packed in this living room, including myself. And I had this moment where I was sort of like, oh, I should tell someone, but I sort of felt this like, and I'm a very, like, I'm not shy. Like, I'm very much the first person to be like, oh, hey, something's up. But I felt this sort of stillness kind of come over me where I was sort of like, this isn't my, it almost felt like this isn't my business, if that makes sense. Wow. Like I sort of just felt like this isn't, and it was all very slow. This is all a matter of seconds that I'm thinking this, but I was sort of like, I don't know. I guess there was a part of me that was like, you know, hey, maybe a part of me was like, I don't want to talk to this woman. So I'm not about to like.
Right. I don't want her to like, think that I did it. Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
So I think, you know, maybe if she'd been more approachable, I don't know, but I just sort of was like, I'm just gonna, you know, not say anything and just continue browsing for a second. I do think there's a point that if it had gotten, you know, incredibly out of hand, I would have said something. But fairly quickly, maybe a minute or two later. So about a minute or two passes. And I am sort of watching to see, are other people going to mention this rushing sink? And everybody seems pretty consumed with what they're looking at. Either they really are, or they're feeling similar to me where they're like, we don't want to get involved with this.
And it's so weird that nobody goes to turn it off.
No, either. Nobody goes to turn it off. And I want to go so far as to say that I even saw some of the assistants, I'm calling them assistants, I'm not sure if that's correct, but walking by and not immediately taking action on it either. This is very weird.
Very weird.
Very weird. All kind of seems in slow-mo. Again, the sink is still pouring water. At this point, I do see the water start to leak out onto the floor. And like now it is hitting the floor. At almost this exact moment, the, I'll call her like the head estate sale runner comes sprinting over and sees it. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God. And she goes to turn off the sink, obviously a natural reaction that for whatever reason, none of us had, and it will not turn off. She cannot turn it off. Water just keeps rushing. She is screaming at her assistants now, you know, to help her. A few of them rush over. She grabs, you know, towels, linens nearby, and just starts to try to obviously stop it because it is draining out onto carpet at this point the living. I mean, just, this, you know.
So is everyone paying attention at this point?
Yeah, at this point, we've all sort of started to look over. But I just remember that as soon as that woman ran to the sink, I just immediately had this moment of just like, oh, she, the woman who used to live here, is not happy. Like,
stop taking my stuff.
Yes. It just became so clear to me. And in particular, that this so affected the woman running it, who was providing this sort of grating energy to what should have been kind of a, you know, again, sort of bittersweet, but lovely afternoon. And what it did was it occupied her for the remainder of the estate sale.
Oh my gosh.
She it kept running. She tried to call a plumber. I heard on the phone. She was like, they can't come out for hours. And, you know, what it did was it allowed, I think, the rest of the experience for everybody else to actually be quite calm and smooth. Like, people could now come in without, you know, being graded
about, yeah.
about their baggage. And just something about that happening. And it really, when it happened, it just so felt like, I just, again, so felt this feeling of like, this is not for me. And I'm normally not that person. I'm normally the first person to insert myself, mm-hmm. you know. And I just really strongly feel that that was her presence.
So did it make you feel like, I definitely don't want to buy any of this woman's stuff? Because like, she's clearly unhappy with all of this.
You know, I wound up not purchasing anything, but my friends did. I will say... And you know, they brought it to my apartment. So I like to think her energy is, you know, still amongst us. But I really didn't get any negativity towards us being there. Mm-hmm. It truly felt to me, and again, I could pull from the inventory that was there that she clearly was a person who loved hosting. And mm-hmm. all I can think is that she was not pleased with how this particular event was being run.
It's your last party, really.
Yeah.
It's the last party you're ever going to throw, and you do it sort of not directly. And 100%. Like, if somebody's doing a horrible job. I mean, listen, as a person who loves to produce and like loves to organize stuff, like I would be furious if it was like my death party in a way, and somebody messed it all up and made everybody feel bad. That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm a Capricorn. You know, I like things organized, but I consider myself a very positive person. And I know that from personal experience, like being somebody who's positive, I don't know, I wouldn't like that sort of energy around my stuff, you know, like, and it just, you know, you don't want people coming in and being like, oh, I'm going to get yelled at. You want them to feel like, oh, I've walked out with something special. And it just made it so that she could no longer, you know, oversee, you know, the haggling, what people were buying, the checking in, because her attention had to be on this sink.
That's amazing.
And eventually, after, I want to say at least 15, 20 minutes, it did stop running. But I mean, it was still full of all this gross water. They were scared, like, will it happen again? There wasn't a clear sense of what triggered it.
Yeah.
The other thing is, again, estate sale. It's not like anybody's running the sinks upstairs or like using the bathrooms. Like, every room is part of it.
Right. Right. So, oh my gosh. Okay. So were your friends like a little bit nervous to buy stuff, even though they did? Were they like, maybe this is haunted or? Yeah.
You know, I think they, well, the other thing is for them, they were not in the room with me when this happened. Mm-hmm. So after this happened, I pretty quickly ran to try to locate them. And I found my friend Rachel first. And I was like, and I think all I said was like, the sink is running strangely in the living room. And I think she's not happy. I think that's all I could get out. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem to concern them. I think if anything, it was sort of a, you know, an amusing thing that we, you know, shared. But she does have, I think, a cookie jar from this woman. So, you know, but no, luckily no fear.
I don't think I've ever talked to somebody on this podcast who's like frequently goes to estate sales. And that's like so interesting to me, because I was just talking to a medium who said that like, it's very easy to connect with somebody when you're holding something of theirs. And wow. Sadly for like our generation, that just means like your phone, like, cause that's mm-hmm. the thing that you touch the most. So since you have a lot of things from other estate sales that weren't haunted, but do you ever like think about that? Have you ever been like, oh, I feel like more spiritually connected that way? I mean, maybe you've never thought about it before or, mm-hmm. you know, but like I have some thrift store jewelry that I'm like always a little afraid to wear because I'm like, will a dead lady be really mad that I'm wearing it with like cowboy boots or something? You know, I don't know. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that I certainly, the items that I do have, I certainly find myself wondering about their life quite a bit. And, you know, not that I necessarily feel their presence, but that I definitely feel like there is, I don't know, a link. I have this really nice, like, glass, like, I'll call it like a just accessory tray that I keep on my dresser. And it's just so pretty. And I do love to think about, like, it easily could be used for anything, like jewelry. It's just your standard, like, tray that you could put. You could use it for jewelry. You could use it for, like, TV remotes. You could really use it for whatever. But I do often think about, like, what do they use it for? I have this large art piece that I got at a estate sale that I will say I noticed when I brought it home. And it's gorgeous. It has these, like, birds on it and trees. And I noticed that when I brought it home, it had some slight, like, water damages, like watermarks on it. And it was in their living room. And the way the water is, it very much looks like something was, like, spilled accidentally. And it was behind their couch, at least when I saw it. So
Wait,
I
is this
like
thing that's literally behind you right now?
it is behind me.
It's so pretty. I'm sorry, listeners. That's a terrible thing to do, but it's really pretty.
I
I've been
know.
looking
I didn't
at
know. I was
it.
like, yes, it's behind me. Here it is. I'm Vanna
It's
Whiting it right
gorgeous.
now. But I noticed when I brought it home, yeah, it has these slight water stains that I like to imagine is the way it was positioned behind their couch when I got it. I like to imagine somebody was laughing so hard that they, like, tossed their drink a little bit and it spilled. So I often think about that. It is cool to just imagine, like, what these objects, you know, this whole other life they saw. But ultimately, I think it's really nice. I mean, I have a lot of things that I treat, like, I really like and treat very specially. And I like to imagine that, you know, other people would treat them with care as well. So.
If somebody bought something that you owned, let's say we all die in a terrible comedy accident tomorrow, and somebody bought something of yours at an estate sale and they sucked, would you haunt it? I would totally haunt the object. I don't I feel like
You know, just you saying that has me thinking, no, I would want to stop them from purchasing it in the first
you
place.
might go full flooded
Yeah,
sink.
I might go full, you know, I don't know, drop, you know, a tile on their head while they're shopping just so that they
A
think,
little
oh, that's
bit.
a bad omen. I should get out of here. You know, nothing too bad, but just enough to give them pause about their shopping experience.
That's amazing. I love it. So does it make you like freaked out to go to future estate sales? Or are you like, no, give me more of this?
No, if anything, I feel like now I'm primed, you know, I'm, like, ready, you know. This was not really something that I thought too deeply about beforehand, and now I'm, like, ready for all sorts of little signs. So yeah, and also is the case too. It did make me really curious. Like, I wish I had asked. Well, I guess that's just it. I didn't have much of an urge to ask about, you know, the owner of the home, based on who was running it. But normally I'm very curious about, like, oh, who lived there and et cetera. So yeah, it definitely has piqued my interest for future ones. I think I'll be really on the lookout.
That is amazing. I love that. Oh, listeners, now I'm feeling motivated to go to estate sales. I hope you are too.
I mean, highly recommend them just in general. Fabulous, you know, great for the environment, and you get cool stuff, and it's lovely.
And really unique stuff, not walking into people's places being like, is that Target? Is that West Elm?
It
Come on, you
might
know
be
that's
Target
Target.
20 years ago, but, you know, the quality is going to be way better.
We don't remember right what they were selling. Well, Elke, thank you so much for doing this podcast. Where can everybody find you on the internet and find your work?
Yeah, absolutely. I am on everything, Instagram, TikTok, at Elke Tomes. So you can find me there.
And that's ELKETHOMS,
Oh,
right?
yes. Thank you for spelling it out. I so appreciate that.
No
Yes.
problem.
Perks of a unique name. Perks of a unique name. It's the same handle everywhere, but you gotta know how to spell it. So yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for doing the pod.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. It helps people find it. And
That's great. It also helps me survive another day in this hard world. If you want to throw me a follow, I'm at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter. And I run a cool show. It's happening tomorrow, Thursday. It's called Staff Picks. It's in Burbank at Be Kind Video. And it's at 7:30. And it's really fun. It's a showcase of comedians that my husband, Chris Caligero, and I love. Also, we'll be in Pittsburgh June 23rd, Friday, where Chris is doing an hour of comedy at Don't Tell. And Saturday, June 24th, where I am running One Liner Madness with 64 of Pennsylvania's best comedians, and that is at Spirit in Lawrenceville. That's it. That's it. Just Google it to find the tickets, because just do that. Okay, thank you. Goodbye. My apartment is under construction, P.S. That is why I sound so discombobulated. I could hear the pounding when I just listened to that back. Oh, my God.